Our children are growing up before our very eyes. As they get bigger, so do the challenges they face. They're working out who they think they are, surrounded by opinions, friends, and so many screens. The world around them seems really loud. As those who love them, we can help them hear their loving Heavenly Father's voice as we share God's good story for growing up with them. Our brand new series of podcasts for parents and families are here to help. It's part of our Growing Up resources. There are 7 episodes just for parents as we hear from the experts, understand the issues, and remind our own hearts of the good story. And 6 kids episodes for the whole family to enjoy together, packed with fun facts, Bible truth, and great questions to get you talking. Together, let's start good conversations with our children about bodies, gender, and marriage. They're growing up, so come on, let's share God's good story. Don't miss an episode of this exciting series. Head to faithinkids.org for all the details about growing up.
Hello, this is Ed.
I'm Jam.
This is the Faith in Kids podcast.
Wow, you looked at me so surprised just then.
I sometimes do that, Jam. Most elements of this takes me by surprise.
Yeah, no, true. So, day 23, put in a tomb.
Yes. Now, if you didn't know anything about Jesus,
yeah,
this episode could strike you as very sad. And why are we doing this with children?
Yes.
Because it is almost entirely taken up with Jesus being dead.
Yeah, no, that is true.
But fortunately, yeah, I don't think I'm what do you call it when you give away the ending of a film?
Spoilers.
I don't think this is a spoiler,
yeah,
to say there's good news coming.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair
enough.
It's
okay.
Yeah?
Fine? Good.
Yeah, I think we're okay. So, do you have a question for me?
I do, Jam.
I'm excited by these.
Okay.
We literally don't rehearse these at all.
No. I could ask you anything
you
now.
You could, yeah.
Jam, do you think you have ever been involved in something that is out of control? I mean, I guess I probably do mean literally, like a vehicle or...
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me.
I was in a Peugeot 309 proceeding up the A34 towards a town called Toaster, which is a wonderful name for a town, isn't it?
Is that in Scotland?
No, it's
That's...
It's in the south, the sort of middle south of England.
Okay.
And it's spelled T-O-W.
Okay.
C-E-S-T-L, but you say it Toaster.
Ah.
But lovely.
The amateurs say Towcaster.
Towcaster.
Okay.
You would say. Yeah. Anyway, we're getting off the point. Right, we're talking about toasters.
Yes.
And I realised, I was going, basically a side, it was very, very wet. There was a side wind. I came out from next to a very high-sided vehicle. And before I knew it, I was facing in the wrong direction, going at about 70 miles an hour and thinking, I don't think this should be happening.
How did that happen?
Because a gust of wind just sort of flipped me around.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And so I banged onto the central reservation a couple of times and then made it into a lay-by. And that was the end of my Peugeot 309. I was fine, completely unhurt.
I mean, I was going to say, I'm pleased you're here to know how that story ended.
But I couldn't help feeling that I was somewhat out of control.
Yeah. Okay, well, that actually brings me on to my first fun fact.
Okay.
Which is, how do you stop a car when the brakes aren't working?
Oh, well, in my case...
Yes.
Newton's laws of motion, which are, you know... if you hit something, you're going to stop.
Stop.
Well, I'm paraphrasing
that, yes,
Newton.
No, he would probably be surprised to hear it explained like that.
Yes, exactly, yes. Yeah.
So I'm told first step is you just go down a gear.
Okay.
But one of the steps is you honestly open all your windows.
Oh.
Which has an effect, apparently.
Yeah.
Go up a hill.
Right.
And finally, as you did, find an object to gently drag up against.
Yeah, it wasn't that gentle.
So now I'm going to go through a list of things on how to stop them.
Okay.
How do you stop a shark?
Is this the one where you either you bump it on the nose?
Or the eyes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, so, no one likes being poked in the eyes.
No,
not even sharks.
No, well, they don't.
Yeah.
So that's what you'd go for with a shark.
Yeah.
How do you stop a hippo?
Oh, with great difficulty, I would imagine, because they run surprisingly fast on land, I am told.
They do.
Yeah.
So you can't outrun it.
Yeah.
Humorously, because they're so very big, if you're being chased by a hippo, don't run in a straight line in front of it.
Right.
You zigzag, because they can't turn corners.
Okay.
This is the last one.
Yep.
How do you stop a charging bull?
Get behind something solid.
Yeah, that's certainly one option.
Or do what Bugs Bunny does, which is sort of hold out a cloth but have an anvil behind it.
Yes.
Yeah?
I don't think, honestly, Jam,
I don't carry an anvil that often.
You shouldn't look for one.
No.
So behind a very large object is your first thought.
Yeah.
Behind large trees, large doors. If you are not, you shouldn't run away from a bull. So if you can't get somewhere very quickly...
Yeah.
I don't know if this is true, but honestly, I researched this.
Yeah.
Top advice, take off your shirt
or
lose your pants and and toss them away from you. Now, I think I must have got this from an American website.
They mean trousers.
I think so. Yeah. I can't see.
It is the flapping of material that is apparently the thing that distracts them.
I can't see. Why taking your pants off?
Yeah, no, I think it's very much trousers. But the thing is, if you are being chased by a bull, you don't have time to get your trousers off.
The bull follows them, the trousers.
Yeah, that's true, but you do still need to get them off.
I love the idea. Could you imagine if you're at the edge of a field and you saw a bull charging at someone and then you saw that person taking their trousers off?
Wow, they are really trusting in that advice, aren't they? They've gone all in. Wow, this trouser thing had better work.
So,
well, there we go.
I don't want to be held responsible. If any of our listeners find themselves being chased by a bull, I still think your answer is best. Find an object, stand behind
it before
you decide to take your shirt or your trousers off.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how does that link us to the Bible?
I'm so pleased you asked me, Jan, because I'd honestly forgotten that there's a reason why we were discussing this. The reason is because we've just been thinking about how you stop massive, dangerous, strong objects.
Right.
Jesus Christ was stopped. He was dead. I know there are some people, bright people, who claim he didn't actually die. The gospel account we're looking at is absolutely clear. Jesus Christ was dead. They had stopped the ultimate, unstoppable, powerful being.
Yeah.
Stopped. Jesus Christ was dead. And today we're really concerned with, is there something that is encouraging? Is there something we learn from that?
Right. Interesting. So we're going to look at the Bible, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah.
Jam.
Yeah.
This is your slot.
It is.
Where... Jam reads the Bible.
Jam does read the Bible, and you will find it in The Wonder of Easter, printed on page 79, Luke chapter 23, verses 50 to 56. Luke 23, verses 50 to 56. A man from the Jewish town of Arimathea was there too. His name was Joseph. He was a good religious man. He wanted the kingdom of God to come. Joseph was a member of the Jewish council, but he had not agreed when the other leaders decided to kill Jesus. Joseph went to Pilate to ask for the body of Jesus. So Joseph took the body down from the cross and wrapped it in cloth. Then he put Jesus' body in a tomb that was cut in a wall of rock. This tomb had never been used before. This was late on preparation day. When the sun went down, the Sabbath would begin. The women who had come from Galilee with Jesus followed Joseph. They saw the tomb and saw inside where the body of Jesus was laid. Then the women left to prepare perfumes and spices. On the Sabbath day, they rested as the law of Moses commanded. What you could now do is hit pause and get out The Wonder of Easter.
Is there any situation, Jam, where that would be an unwise thing to do?
Well, I was thinking, if you are currently on the International Space Station, and A, well done for bringing the book with you, which is good, but B, I don't think you brought your kids with you, have you?
No.
So I'm now not quite sure whether...
And do you think now they have the technology, Jam, that when they speak to their kids, it's like
immediate.
They're right there,
Or
do you think there's like a four-minute gap when you have to wait for their answers?
Oh, I think it's pretty immediate now.
Okay.
So I think you'd be good to go.
You've got a 10-minute Bible time ready to happen.
I mean, it's as we often say to parents, it's never the right time. It never feels convenient.
So Mr. or Mrs. Astronaut, Don't let this be an excuse.
Absolutely.
Pull out the wonder of Easter and let's rock the Bible.
So you might want to press pause and do that now. Now we get to the period of the show which I call Ed's Got Questions, where I say to Ed, Ed's Got Questions. Ready, Ed?
Yes.
Ed's Got Questions.
Thank you, Jam. Here are my two questions on what we've looked at today. My first question is, how can you be so certain that Jesus really was dead? What happened in this story that helps you be certain he really had died? That's my first question. Second question is, does it matter that Jesus actually died? Does it matter that Jesus actually died? Would it make a difference if he had just fainted? He was sleeping. Would that make a difference? Those are two questions to think about. Off you go.
Can you imagine being one of those women going to Jesus' tomb with their spices and perfume? What were they expecting to find? And what should they have been expecting? And when one of the women was buying spices, what if the spice seller had his own views on what had just happened?
Hello.
Welcome to the Emporium of Spices. What can I get you?
Well,
Got nasal congestion or dodgy digestion? We've got seeds, we've got weeds, for all kinds of needs.
It's not really for me, it's...
If your dog's looking down and stuck in their kennel, put clove in his food with some dashes of fennel. The fennel's on the special, by the way.
I don't have a pet that's unwell, it's just...
I love when he's travelling far, far away. Grind up some mustard and fresh caraway. Mix it with capsicum, cumin and mace. Soon he'll return, you'll be face to face. I could do a deal on all of the above. 5 spices for the price of 4. Can't say fairer than that.
No, I'm not worried about that. Actually, it's...
Praying for rain or appease the gods. I recommend the vanilla pods. I've just got these in. I can't let you add them for less than 3 shekels apiece. But can you put a price on turning away the wrath of the gods?
It is God-related, actually. It's about Jesus. I need some spices for his tomb.
His tomb? Jesus? That bloke from Nazareth way? Mary's boy?
Do you know him?
Not exactly. I met him at a wedding. And what a wedding that was. Wine like you have never tasted. Why do you need spices for his tomb?
Because, haven't you heard? He's dead.
Nah.
What do you mean, nah?
You can't kill Jesus.
You can. They did. He's just been crucified.
Oh, yeah? It won't last. It's just temporary. If he isn't back to his old self in a week, come back.
Which part of dead don't you understand? I saw it happen. He's really very dead. Joseph of Arimathea went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body and laid it in a fresh tomb. I need spices so I can go there first thing after the Sabbath.
Listen, I could sell you some spices. I'd love to sell you some spices. But the point is, you don't need it.
But surely...
Because I'll wager that whole barrel of cardamom pods, yours for 40 denarii, incidentally, that Jesus will not be lying in that tomb Sunday morning.
Why would you think that?
Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, right? And the widow's son. You saw him die on the cross. Fine, but it won't last.
Jesus being dead won't last.
This Jesus fellow is clearly the Son of God. And you can't kill God, can you?
Well, no.
And didn't he say stuff like, I am the resurrection and the life?
Well, yes, but...
This must be part of the plan. Must be.
Maybe. You're probably right. But I'd still like to be ready with some spices.
Fine. Your funeral. Well, his funeral. Not that there will be a funeral. Anyway, here you go. Jumbo pack, a suit with deluxe, embalming funeral spices. It says fit for a king here. Seems appropriate. Not that he'll need them. Anyway, I'll do you a seat because odds on you'll be bringing them back for Sunday afternoon.
That's very kind of you.
No problem. Happy Passover.
And to you.
See you Sunday.
Maybe.
Let me just give you one final thought to think about after this podcast has finished. The people we read about in this story were absolutely sure Jesus had died. Everything they were doing, the spices, putting him in a tomb, rolling the stone across the door, was because they were certain Jesus had died. Even though Jesus had told them many times he would die and 3 days later rise again, they didn't get it, or they didn't believe him, or they hadn't heard, or all manner of reasons. When we come to read the Bible, there are parts we don't understand. Maybe there are parts we've heard many times and we don't get what they're about. When we find ourselves confused, when we find ourselves disagreeing with the Bible, when we find ourselves just not getting it or not remembering it, what is there we can remember from this story to encourage us? What are we going to think about from this story when we next get stuck, when we disagree with the Bible, when we have doubts, when we have questions? What should we think about? Enjoy it. We've got a song now from Randall Goodgame, and it's called God Makes Messy Things Beautiful. God makes messy things beautiful. Isn't that this is the ultimate story of that? Has there ever been a moment of human history that has looked more messy? God made it beautiful. You can find this CD on the Good Book Company website. It's on Sing the Gospel.
God makes messy things beautiful when you put them in his hands. God makes messy things beautiful like only he can. After the showers, look for the flowers and you'll find out it's beautiful. God makes messy things beautiful. Messy things God beautiful messy when things you put them in his hand.
When you put them in his hand,
God makes messy things beautiful.
Oh, he makes them beautiful
like only he can. Oh. After the showers, look for the flowers, and you'll find out it's beautiful. God makes messy things beautiful.
I'm going to pray now to finish. Dear Father, thank you that because of Joseph and the women and Luke's story of what happened, we can be sure that Jesus really had died. He really had taken the punishment for our sin. He really had done everything that was needed. Thank you, we can be sure. Amen.
Amen. Thanks very much for listening, everyone. Speak to you next time. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Section which I call Ed's Got Questions. I call it Ed's Got Questions because that's what it's called. Sorry, I'm going to do that again.